But the thing is that where do you go when you have something that is, and I don't even want to say normal, abnormal, because those are just very loaded
different.
Words.
Different.
Special, right? Is special a difficult word, problematic word?
I think special for me, special needs, you know what I mean? I think it's just got its, you know, I don't know, man. Like, it's so funny how the world has changed so much.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if I think about my high school days and the things that I was called or that kids called other kids,
yeah,
and how that's just completely unacceptable now. Like, I mean, if there was social media then, half the people I went to high school with would be unemployable. You know, because it's changed. The world has changed. We used to say disabled, which is no longer...
Yeah,
Then they moved differently abled. Yeah. Special needs, because no longer the right word.
But you see, that's the thing, Fried. It's like it's about not othering someone, right? It's about not othering that person. It's about different perspectives and the feelings that you have about that. And I'm so, so excited, as if by magic... You have just appeared. Hi!
Hi.
Diana! Hi, welcome to 98.4 Capital FM. Come snuggle up next to me.
Okay.
Diana, you're obviously, you are the owner of, and I really think it's the region's first neurodivergent cafe, Ayira's Neuro Soul Cafe.
Absolutely. It's the only cafe around the region that I know about that employs the neurodivergent.
Okay, so you say Neuro Soul. That's kind of a cool name, right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about when you say neurodivergent, what are we, for our listeners, in layman's terms, what are we talking about?
So,
or laywomen's terms, what are we talking about?
Okay, so these are individuals with neurological disabilities. For example, autism, dyslexia, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, any kind of condition that affects the brain and how it operates from what you call typical.
Oh my God, I love her.
And
cool is that?
That is super cool. Why did you do this? Because the question that will be asked is, there has to be some sort of personal story that drove you to create something so incredible, because everyone's sort of crux in life where you make that big difference.
Absolutely.
You know the schism that people go through in life where they're like, this is what I need to do with my life.
Absolutely.
Why did you do this?
So Ayira is my daughter.
Oh
yeah,
because it's called Ayira's Neuro Soul Cafe.
Yeah,
so Ayira is your daughter. Yeah, how old is Ayira?
Ayira is 5. She turned 5 a week ago.
Oh, happy late birthday. Yay. Ayira.
Yeah, so Ayira is my daughter, and she was born with a condition, a syndrome that also affects her brain and is associated with autism. And of course, as a mother to a neurodivergent, it is very, very difficult in this part of the world to be able to navigate the system and everything around it. And first of all, people understanding what it is. So when I got Ayira, at 6 months, I realized that she's delaying in her milestones.
Wow.
And I sought, you know, doctors and therapists around, and we weren't getting any conclusive answer to what she had. So we decided to take her to the US for further treatment at the Boston Children's Hospital, because they're the best hospital in brain conditions or neurological conditions. So while I was there for a couple of months, because it took a lot of tests, this and that, I enrolled her in a daycare that was inclusive. This means that it had typical children and children who had neurological conditions. So when I used to take Ayira to the daycare, I used to sit, sometimes have my coffee, and across the road, I could see a place that was accommodating, could have people with neurological conditions or neurodivergence coming in the morning, doing activities and going back home.
Wow.
So I thought, even with her as a baby, I was struggling to even get the right therapists and getting the right things. And I thought, when she grows up, what happens? You know, our environment doesn't really cater for them. There's a lot of stigma around it and not a lot of understanding. And I thought my child is just going to grow up and, you know, be at home forever with me. So, of course, as any other person and human beings, we always think about ourselves. We wanted to relocate. That was the easiest thing anyway.
So you moved to a more acceptable environment.
Absolutely.
Of those with neurological
Absolutely.
Conditions.
Absolutely.
But so you didn't bounce, did
that
you?
That would be somewhere like Europe or the US.
You're here.
Yeah.
So COVID came when
okay.
we were in the process of planning our relocation, and I was really determined. And I know I'm a determined person. If I decided I'm going, I was going. So COVID came in and it halted all our you know, plans of relocating. And during that time, I sat down and I thought that what can I be able to do to make the place better, not only for my daughter, for other people. Because if I was not leaving, then they had to do something. And my personality is, I become, you know, when I am overcome, when I have a lot of, I mean, when I have issues, I try to overcome them, but getting solutions. So solutions make me, you know that I'm doing something, and it keeps me going rather than sitting and
something
wallowing.
To focus on.
Yeah, so I have, when I target and see that I'm working on something and getting solutions to it, then I'm peaceful and I know that I'm working towards something.
That's what
awesome.
A brilliant mother. That is mothering, because you solve the problem and you've solved it in such a beautiful way that actually helps Kenya and Kenyans. Diana Ayoor, the founder and owner of A Year's Neuro Soul Cafe, today's Capital Venture. We'll be right back after this.
As we talk all about this incredible establishment, for those of you who still don't know what we're talking about, you can find Davina and myself there tomorrow at lunchtime, around 1 o'clock. We'll give you all the details of where it is, but we're going to be there. So if you want to pop in and say hi to us, and as well as experience something that's never been seen before in the region, I think on the continent maybe, I'm not sure.
I would say on the continent.
But
Fareed's buying. Join us tomorrow.
What I love is actually, we're saying we can be seen, but it's a restaurant that sees the unseen and gives them opportunities for a gainful livelihood. That's what we're talking about. And that's lovely, because we're just talking right now, by the way, off air. We have all this politicking going on right now. For the last five, this is my fifth Kenyan election I'll be in the country for. And I have never heard one politician talking about the rights of the differently abled. That's, you know, whether you're...
Because they don't care.
No, they don't care. And it's a shame. Yet there is one woman who's doing her part to create a place. And I guess, in a way, if you are suffering from a neurological disease or any kind of handicap, I don't know if that's the correct terminology anymore, handicap, you do feel like maybe you don't have a future. You might feel a little bit useless. And you said, what happens when your daughter turns 18, when she's an adult? You know, most parents say they send their kids off to university and hope to God they get a good job and they can sustain their own lives. We don't have that promise here.
We don't.
No.
And Diana Ayoor, the owner of A Year's Neuro Soul Cafe, it's in Westlands, and it hires neurodivergent waiters or staff, right?
Yes.
And now, what is the hiring process? What is the training process like? You have to be aware of their different abilities.
Absolutely. So actually, when I had the concept, I had everything in place, and the struggle was to get the individuals.
Because where were they?
They're not there. And know that they're not there. They are not exposed, and they're not out there. You know, the families are also not willing to let them, because you understand the society. The society judges them very harshly.
Yes.
So I really understood where we're coming from. So that was my hardest task.
So how did you find them?
So there's one lady I've been interacted with on social media. She's an autism advocate. So I spoke to her, and she was really excited about this, because she says that she does advocacy all the time, but where does she get the money? Every human being inherently wants to be able to contribute, you know, and earn and do something, have a daily living. So she was really excited to join my team. So I had one. So the others was a problem. Then someone introduced me to Special Olympics Kenya.
Oh, of course.
Yes. So Special Olympics Kenya work with individuals' neurological conditions, and they train them from an early age. And you know, for our children, the more you expose them, the more you get them out there, is the more confident they become.
Yes. And I think it has to be that it's not weird or abnormal. It's just different.
It's different.
Like, we also very different in this studio. But and you know, I will say this. I spent a lot of time of my formative years in the U.S. And this conversation was happening in the 80s and 90s there. It is such a shame that it's taking an individual to raise awareness about this, because really the conversation in more developed parts of the world, this, you know, you couldn't say, I mean, and excuse my language here, but when I, you know, in the 80s, you could say the word retarded and it was perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
But by the 90s, that word was absolutely banned in the US. You know what I mean? So there's 20, 30 years ahead, 100%. And yet we're here having this conversation in 2022, which is a shame.
But do you know, my daughter's, disability card has mental retardation.
No.
She was given
no.
2 years ago.
Yeah, and this is...
Can you imagine? I swear.
And therein lies the problem.
You must have been so offended.
Yeah, but what can I do? Because I used to travel with her a lot and I needed the special... You know, they don't have a disability. Neurological disability doesn't have a look. So you always ask, but what is wrong with her? Why do you want to skip the line? I needed the card. I just had to take it.
So do you know what? I was at the gym and there was a man there working out and he was wearing a shirt that said, I have autism, to make people more aware. But what I love about A Year as Neurosoul Cafe is that when we go, you know, Farid and I, we're freelancers. So we work in cafes all the time and you sit there in your little bubble, drinking your little latte, feeling like you're the center of the world and you get annoyed because your little vegetables are late and all of these things. And you're just in your bubble and you're so kind of concerned with your teeny tiny emails and you're a teeny tiny drop in this world. And A Year as Neurosoul Cafe, you're being served by someone who actually has issues, right?
Yeah.
And they are overcoming and doing so much and it can just snap people and snap us out of our teeny tiny lives.
Yeah. And you also are doing that. Start to realize that the world is a bigger place than you actually think it is. Again, we will... Just for that, we'll be there tomorrow. I can't wait to come and see it. I'm just looking at pictures of it on your Facebook page. It looks so cool.
I know. It really does. The graffiti, yeah. The potted plants.
So did you do all the design?
By myself.
Really?
During COVID,
this
yeah.
chick is... Can you adopt us? Is that okay? Like you've got space. You're fine.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We want a cafe. Oh, you can name a dessert after us.
Yeah, and It's just down the road.
It is just down the road. You can't leave yet because we've adopted you now. So we're going to take a little bit of a break because Yunia is here with the headlines. So we'll be right back with Diana Ayoh, the founder of Ayira's Neurosoul Cafe, right here in Westlands. Go there tomorrow and hang out with us. Capital FM. Beautiful in every single way is exactly what Diana wanted to highlight when she started Ayira's Neuro Soul Cafe after your daughter Ayira was diagnosed with being on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
And she is 5 years old.
Yeah.
Does she know she has a whole cafe restaurant named after her?
No, she doesn't know that we are she's a CEO to some establishment somewhere.
So let's talk about the business because Capital Venture likes to give an SME some TLC. Okay. How much TLC do you guys need? How much money do you need? What's going on? It's tough?
It is tough, honestly. It's not... the business environment, as you know, wasn't really good. And people also told me, you're so crazy. You're opening a cafe during a pandemic. But I thought, if I don't do it now, when will I ever do it? That's when I had this space and time because everyone was at home and we weren't doing so much. So I told myself I had to do it then. Business isn't so much. Marketing, we haven't done so much marketing, but we are hoping that we'll be able to grow. And we are delighted that such, you know, organizations like yourself get to help us promote.
Yes, yeah. And we will continue to promote. What goes into opening a restaurant? Forget the... I know we mentioned that it was quite difficult to find the people to work there, yeah. But what goes into opening... If you're just opening your regular run-of-the-mill restaurant, how difficult is that?
It is difficult. It is not easy. First of all, of course, you have to get the premise. And for my people, I had to look for a premise that was ideal because they have what we call sensory issues. It had to be a quiet place. I thought of town, but town is too busy and too, you know. So I had to look for a place that is central, but at the same time, they can be, you know, be able to be themselves. So I got this ideal place that has an open garden and also a back place. When they get overwhelmed, they can go and chill there.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was one. And then, of course, you have to look at the ambience. What do you want to communicate out there? And I wanted a fun place. I didn't want a boring down place. So I wanted a place that I could be able to create from scratch by myself. So that was that. The other thing, you have to look at the furniture. How do you want it to come out? Does it speak to what you want? The menu also is very important. You can't just be all over the place. What's the theme of your menu?
And licensing, of course, as well.
You also had some big help from a very established restaurant in terms of the menu as well, yeah, which people are very surprised to know.
Yeah, so I had a chef from Talisman who came to help me establish. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I'm not a cook. I don't enjoy cooking. So I just knew that I wanted to promote the neurodiverse. So I told him, this is my end game. How do we work together? And also my creativity in making the place were the only things that I contributed.
A Year's Neurosol Cafe. It is lush. It's green.
Can't
it's
wait.
Gorgeous.
Can't wait for
it's
tomorrow.
Airy,
I just
graffiti.
Saw you've got some barbecue wings on your menu as well, which I'm looking forward to.
We will be there tomorrow, and we will continue to help Kenya's first neurodivergent cafe. A Year's Neurosol Cafe. Where exactly is it in Westlands?
So it's on Westlands Road. That is just behind Pushotam Towers or Stanbic HQ.
Okay.
Not far from Museum Hill.
Sure. So, it's actually like if you look at Kempinski from the highway, it's behind.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that road behind Kempinski. That's Westlands Road.
And you open every day from 11 a.m. except Mondays where it's rest day.
Yeah, Monday's rest day for my people.
Fantastic. Yeah. 11 a.m. and onwards until late, and we will definitely be there. Thank you so much, Diana, for being our capital venture where we give an SME some TLC. That's a Year's Neurosol Cafe on Instagram. Help and support. Capital FM.